Good morning. My guest this morning is Andrew Acufo. He is the executive director of the Healdsburg Center for the Arts. And we're going to be talking about the September Art After Dark. What a great program that is. And it's working out well, is it?
It is. And you know, Roland, this is our final Art After Dark of the 2018 season. Yeah, we've had it going since June, but we're wrapping it up this month on the 28th. So fourth Friday of the month from 6 to 9:30 p.m. Of course, it'll be free and open to everyone, just like all of our Art After Dark events have been. But we're very excited about this one.
Okay.
Just based upon all the partnerships and organizations that we have participating. Now, we had the most participating last month, but this one is a special partnership between Corazon Healdsburg as well as the California Poets. So Corazon Healdsburg, they're going to be partnering with us in honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, and they're actually going to be presenting a Mexican-style fashion show.
Oh, wow. How wonderful.
So this is going to showcase Roland attire from different states in Mexico. So we're looking forward to that. They're going to have a mariachi band, which will be playing music in the background to the fashion show. So first time that we've done that. And also the California Poets, this month is 100,000, Poets for Change, which is a national event. So we've had our local California Poets get in touch with us wanting to do some readings during Art After Dark, which we're more than excited to allow them to do.
I guess. That sounds great.
Yeah. So we're very happy to have those two in conjunction with Art After Dark. And then we also have our other live performance, our musicians who will be performing, Tom Shader. He'll be performing as well as Los Blues, which is a jazz fusion type band. We'll also have a local poet who'll also be reading in conjunction with Hispanic Heritage Month. So we're very excited about those performances as well as the Healdsburg Community Chorus who will be performing as well. So it's jam-packed with entertainment. It's going to be one after another, which will be rolling down. So people have to look forward to those performances. And we're also going to have our artist vendors who will be set up. So we actually have a waiting list for our Art After Dark this month when it comes to artists. I think it's just grown over the entire season. So we're happy to have those vendors and also our organizational booths, which will have activities and games set up from puppetry to people coming in and learning how to compose poems games and Papel Picado, which Corazon is having a booth and then demonstrating. So there's going to be quite a few things. And even one of our local artists will be setting up these big interactive sculptures in the street. We're looking at also having a mini car show, but you know, we're excited to be bringing all these different assets and activities and extracurricular into Art After Dark. We're very excited about it.
Well, maybe this is the wrong time to ask this, but what do you do for an encore? What's next after Art After Dark?
Oh man, see, I don't know how you top that off. We're going in the planning role for our upcoming season, so we'll be working on making Art After Dark even bigger and better forward in the future. So we'll still have our rotating calendar of exhibitions and different things which will be coming up, you know, art classes with our after school program and workshops and so forth.
Right.
So, you know, we're just going back to the chopping board and we're going to start lining it up for everybody moving forward.
I suspect that the people of Healdsburg are pretty delighted at what's going on.
I hope so. From what I've been told, it is. So
want to
keep it that way.
Yeah, don't ask anybody anything.
That's right. It's like nothing but good comments over here. If you look like you have a sour face on, I'm walking the other direction. It's like talk to them.
Right. Well, you're in charge of the arts for such a great town.
Yeah.
That it could hardly help but be wonderful.
Well, it's just good to have that support also, Roland. You know, people see what's going on and they want to get involved and they want to do what they can to participate and then contribute, which makes our job a little bit easier.
Okay, my notes here tell me that the way to find out more about the September Art After Dark and also about the Healdsburg Center for the Arts in general is to telephone 431-1970 or online healdsburgcenterforthearts.org.
That is correct, Roland.
That gets it.
And we also encourage people to visit our Facebook page because we post all of our updates on there and really get people excited about that.
Great. Thanks for coming in, Andrew.
Thanks for having me, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.